Orioles win yesterday 6-3. They are off today. Start a six-game homestand before the All-Star break tomorrow against the Chicago Cubs and then the Yankees. And then it's the All-Star break. And joining us now to talk some baseball, he's the USA Today Major League Baseball columnist, longtime MLB insider. It's Bob Nightingale. And Bob, thank you as always for joining us. We appreciate your time. So a question that we've been tossing around here for a couple weeks now, I'll throw it at you. How aggressive do you expect the Orioles to be over these next 3 weeks?
Well, hopefully they are aggressive. Hopefully go get another starter and another arm, late inning arm for that bullpen. Because hey, the window's open now. I mean, not just trying to make the playoffs, but trying to win a World Series. And with this team, it's got a chance to do that. And they have so many prospects. It's like, you know, they can afford to, you know, give up a prospect or two, you know, without it coming back to haunt them.
Bob, you reported earlier that it sounds like the Rangers are going to be open for business, in particular with their pitching staff. Would Max Scherzer make sense for the O's?
He could, but he's got a full no trade clause, so he may not. You know, he may say, "I'll do it if I get an extension," you know, that sort of thing. I think a guy like Nate Eovaldi might make more sense. I mean, he's like Scherzer; he's got the postseason experience. A workhorse, and he could do everything. So I would think either one of those guys would be, you know, wonderful fit for the Orioles.
Talking to Bob Nightingale, it's Inside Access here on the Fan. Bob, in your mind, like Jackson Holliday, probably untouchable. Kobe Mayo, maybe untouchable. Like, is there anybody that is off the table when they're talking to the Orioles?
Yeah, I'm sure Holliday is. You know, Mayo would have to be a high price. You know, for him, you better get a guy like a Crochet from the White Sox and maybe someone else with him, you know, to give up a bat like that. So, yeah, I know they don't want to give up any prospects, but, you know, they've been great drafting people and developing them. So, you know, they're going to get some more people in the upcoming draft. So you'd rather if it gives up a prospect and hurts later, that's fine. If you got a World Series flag hanging in the right field.
Bob, we've been talking a lot today. The All-Star rosters, they were announced yesterday. Just three All-Stars for the Orioles, who have the most wins in the American League. How surprised were you with that?
Yeah, I mean, they could easily had, you know, two or three others. You know, position players, Kimbrel, another starter for sure. But you look at Seattle Mariners. I mean, they're in first place in the AL West, and they have one starter only because MLB picked them. So, it should be hard to make the All-Star team. There's still 67 guys that made it, and there's always 10 or 12 new All-Stars here. You know, injury replacements, guys you don't want to play, that sort of thing.
Bob, are you concerned? I want to go back to, you were talking about Crochet, like his innings, and he's converted into a starter from being a reliever. Like, if you're talking to the White Sox, and I know this is easier said than done, would you want to make a deal where you get Fetty as well and maybe put Crochet in the bullpen because of the concern on his innings?
Well, that'd be a wonderful fit, because then you got, you know, Fetty for next year too. And the Orioles need starters after this season.
Yeah.
And Crochet for 2 years. And he's not making money. He's only making $800,000 right now. You know, granted, he'll jump up to $5 or $6 million in arbitration. But still, the trouble with Crochet is the X factor. You just don't know what you have. You know, I the White Sox plan to limit him severely in the second half, and they don't burn anybody else. So for someone to say, okay, I'm just going to keep riding him as a starter, you know, you better be sure here, because the White Sox know him very well, and they don't want to put that stress on his arm. He's already pitched 50 more innings than he has his entire career.
Yeah.
Bob, the Yankees are in a bit of a free fall right now. How concerned are you in their ability to right the ship, and how aggressive could Brian Cashman be at the deadline?
Well, I think they'd be aggressive, too. I think they'd be very disappointed, you know, not to get to the World Series, or at least, play deep in October, ALCS, you know, with that lineup and that payroll. So, yeah, I think they got to go get another reliever and probably another infielder. You know, they would love to have, you know, a guy like McMahon from the Rockies. I don't think he's available, but someone like that to play third base too. we'll see if Rice can handle first base until Rizzo gets back. But yeah, they got some questions for sure. It's a big drop off after that first few guys in the lineup, kind of like the Dodgers, a massive drop off after those first four or five guys.
Baba, is the National League starting to clear up a little bit about who the buyers and the sellers are? Because for a while, it was Miami and Colorado selling, and everybody else thinks they're in it. Do you see a couple other teams that may be looking to sell?
Not yet. It's still bunched up. Teams like Arizona don't know what they're doing. San Francisco, I don't think San Diego will sell. But no, it's still bunched up. Cincinnati, just got swept by Detroit. That might be a team to keep an eye on, because if they fall out of it, they got some nice trade chips to be had. So I think they could be very active at the deadline if they don't start winning some games here.
When do you expect things to heat up on the trade market, Bob?
Yeah, that's usually the last 72, 96 hours before the deadline, which is July 30th this year. Nothing really happens before the draft. The draft is a Sunday, Monday, I guess Tuesday too. But once the All-Star breaks over, then I think you'll have teams, on the phone a lot more and talking trades, then, getting some movement done. But usually nothing happens until the last few days.
Bob, do you like they got rid of the second deadline, the waiver deadline? You got the one deadline now. It's July 30th this year. Do you like where it is? Do you like the system the way it is?
I do. I mean, I wouldn't mind if it was moved back a week or two, but still the same rules were just one trade deadline. Someone could always release somebody. But before, it was just too much. It's like everybody's making big contracts. They try to sneak in through waivers. When Justin Verlander went to the Astros, that sort of thing, anybody could have had him. So I think I think it makes it more fun that they're just one, big, real deadline. But if they wanted to move it back, at least a week or two, and what might make more sense, at least teams would know, have a better idea whether they're in or out. Now a lot of people are guessing.
We're speaking to Bob Nightingale. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Bob, I want to get back to the AL East. Are you buying the surging Red Sox?
I'm buying them to make the playoffs, I think. I mean, I think they'll stay in it, maybe add a little bit. It's certainly not going to subtract at the deadline. So I don't buy them to win the AL East. I think Baltimore is still too good. But I think they can get a wild card spot. You're talking about Yankees, Minnesota, and they got the third spot. I think they're just as good, if not better, than Minnesota. And we'll see about the Yankees.
He's the columnist covering Major League Baseball for USA Today, Bob Nightingale. Bob, always great. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Sure, my pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. So he says it's probably going to be the last week